Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Blog Talk, and this is Russell. Good morning.
I've been hiding the truth about UFOs. That's true. We did a whole documentary on it for our Tucker Carlson original series. We took a look at what our leaders have been hiding. It's just out. Here's part of it. When the government isn't lying about what they're seeing, they're hiding what they know.
You can see they would black out nearly everything on all of the pages. They didn't want to talk about it.
Sunshine laws give Americans the right to appeal the blacked out portions within government documents.
When I asked the NSA to do that, they mysteriously lost each and every one of the hundreds of pages that they had collected. The reality of the NSA losing all of that on UFOs is nil. That's the length that they will go to try and cover this up.
The government knows more than it's letting on, but I'm not convinced even the government have all the answers here.
Even inside the U.S. government, secrecy is the rule. After pilot Chad Underwood spotted the famous flying Tic Tac, he learned that a Navy missile cruiser nearby had been tracking it for weeks.
Uh-huh. Did you hear that? It's a real deal because even Carlson Tucker is addressing the issue of alien abductions. Everything has been suppressed.
Well, Mockingbird was one project, but it's an ongoing process that started really in full bore in the 50s. And that was to have major media people who were dual agents. They were in the media, but they were also on the payroll of the agency, the CIA or others, who, and I have a document we published from 92, where it says, it's a CIA document, we have people in every major news organization, it says it flat out, that are there to control, stop, alter stories at our request. So here's, you know, I mentioned one myth, and that is that we have a free market and a free economy. We don't. It's managed. Because there's no way we have a free market economy when the most important sciences and technologies of the last 100 years have been ruthlessly suppressed. But the other myth that Americans buy into is that we have a free press and the fourth estate, as it's called, a check and balance against excesses. But the major media and also now the major tech companies are actually actively involved in suppressing the story or spinning it. Now, what do I mean? When you see people on CNN or CBS 60 Minutes, the folks that they will allow to talk about it are people that have been cherry-picked by this cabal, this secret government group, to say what they're told to say. It's scripted.
Do you have any examples of this?
Yes, of course. Nick Pope, Lou Elizondo, Chris Mellon, all those guys.
Okay.
Wow. That's a big number. And they pay millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions, probably billions and maybe trillions of dollars to keep everything suppressed. Stephen Greer, he's a doctor, and he was head of the ER at some big hospital in Washington, D.C. before he decided to take his time, energy, and effort 365 days a year, 7 days a week, to focus on disclosure, alien abductions.
So I'm retired from emergency medicine now. I'm not in the ER. I'm working now to try to bring this information and, more equally importantly, the technologies that are behind these spacecraft and things that are being reported on CNN now, because what the public isn't being told is that we have, in fact, figured out how those objects operate, and that would give us an entirely new and advanced civilization where we would not need fossil fuels, oil or gas or coal or nuclear power. So it's a very big story. Most people think the secrecy around this is because the government has just been incompetent. That's not true. That narrative is a false narrative. The true narrative is that, I will quote from a top secret memo released during the past few decades, but it was dated 1951. And it stated that the subject was the most classified matter in the U.S. government, exceeding the classification of the development of the hydrogen bomb. I'm quoting. So
So that document, by the way, is up on our website, SiriusDisclosure.com, SiriusDisclosure.com.
Yeah, go to his website. He has a lot of information there because he has been researching it prolifically for so long. The other documentation that he has is Unacknowledged, which is a documentary that he put out 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit more, and it has garnered over 700 million people viewing that. Interesting, huh? No question. The research is continuing even through the telescopes that are going up into space, viewing other planets being discovered.
Webb's first official deep field. A patch of sky absolutely packed with galaxies. Some whose light is stretched and magnified by gravity.
There's actually a galaxy that's sort of twisted and bent, and it looks a lot like a Dali painting. There's this clock that's like melting. And, you know, in the case of the clock, it's time that's being warped, but here it's actually space that's being warped. It's like life is imitating art, and, you know, just this feeling of surrealness that this is the actual universe that we're looking at.
It sounds like living in a science fiction movie, but we are not living in that anymore. This is science. This is real.
All of these galaxies, some about 13 billion years old, appear in a spot of the sky the size of a grain of sand held at arm's length.
It really makes you step back and think, oh my goodness, you know, that's just a speck of cosmic existence. And look at what we can see. We can see thousands of galaxies in a speck of sand. How infinite the universe must be.
These first images offer a tiny glimpse of what will come.
Think of it as like blowing open the door to a treasure chest. We're just looking in, peering from the door.
The great thing is that really, this is just the beginning. Today is just the beginning. We'll be able to go much, much deeper, and this telescope is going to do what we designed it to do.
Well, that's the James Webb telescope they put up a couple of years ago. Wow. A lot of information, huh? Well, trillions and trillions of dollars are being spent legally and illegally through the Majestic 12 group of the black ops and the individuals who control much of this information and have been controlling this information for at least 70 years, maybe 80 years.
Punchline. Okay. The ones that are the UFOs that are man-made, and that's about 70-80% of the ones people see.
Okay. Are
in fact a threat to the national security because they're sort of a covert program that can be used in a false flag, just what we're talking about. And they have been. They can be used to stage, you know, fake abductions and mutilations and all kinds of scary stuff. Now, to what end? I mean, you ask this question. They want to be able to unite the world around a sort of totalitarian militaristic group,
yeah.
Which, you know, you can't do that by just fighting a few Al-Qaeda people or one country against another. The ultimate way to do that is you, as Ronald Reagan said when he gave his talk to the United Nations, wouldn't our job of creating unity and uniting the world be easier if we had a common alien threat to fight? I'm quoting.
I've seen him say that. Wouldn't we come together if we knew that there was another entity out there? How much wouldn't we unite in that?
Exactly. But instead of coming together in peace and common humanity and enlightenment and higher consciousness and everything else, we'd come together around fear and militarism.
This is like the one world government that is like possibly coming down the pipeline.
That already exists. I mean, the group that is running this is the transnational, meaning it's not just in the United States. It crosses geopolitical boundaries. So when I go up and meet with top secret people here in Washington, which I've been doing a great deal of lately, the first thing I tell them is look at a map of the world, erase all the geopolitical lines. They don't exist for the group we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
It's transnational, not international.
Okay.
And they operate with alacrity all over the world. And they have enormous amounts of funding. We estimate that just out of the U.S. covert programs over the decades, it's around $8 to $10 trillion have been taken and spent on these programs.
Even Tucker Carlson of Fox News addresses the issue of cover-up.
We've been hiding the truth about UFOs. That's true. We did a whole documentary on it for our Tucker Carlson original series. We took a look at what our leaders have been hiding. It's just out. Here's part of it.
When the government isn't lying about what they're seeing, they're hiding what they know.
You can see they would black out nearly everything on all of the pages. They didn't want to talk about it.
Sunshine laws give Americans the right to appeal the blacked out portions within government documents.
When I asked the NSA to do that, they mysteriously lost each and every one of the hundreds of pages that they had collected. The reality of the NSA losing all of that on UFOs is nil. That's the length that they will go to try and cover this up.
The government knows more than it's letting on, but I'm not convinced even the government have all the answers here.
Even inside the U.S. government, secrecy is the rule. After pilot Chad Underwood spotted the famous flying Tic Tac, he learned that a Navy missile cruiser nearby had been tracking it for weeks.
Boy, there's so much information out here. Stephen Greer, obviously, he's right on top of this, and he's doing a big event in Washington, D.C. on June 10th, 11th, and 13th, and specifically on June 13th, a big news conference at the National Press
Club. So I'm retired from emergency medicine now. I'm not in the ER. I'm working now to try to bring this information and, more equally importantly, the technologies that are behind these spacecraft and things that are being reported on CNN now, because what the public isn't being told is that we have in fact figured out how those objects operate, and that would give us an entirely new and advanced civilization where we would not need fossil fuels, oil or gas or coal or nuclear power. So it's a very big story. Most people think the secrecy around this is because the government has just been incompetent. That's not true. That narrative is a false narrative. The true narrative is that, I will quote from a top secret memo released during the past few decades, but it was dated 1951, and it stated that the subject was the most classified matter in the U.S. government, exceeding the classification of the development of the hydrogen bomb, I'm quoting. So that document, by the way, is up on our website, SiriusDisclosure.com, S-I-R-I-U-S Disclosure.com.
So continue to do your homework. And in closing, we will talk about the fact that the aircraft that have been collected, if you will, you know, discovered after the downed aircraft, the UFOs, have been back engineered. And now we have zero-point gravity and the like. So there's a lot of things coming out to the fore. Let's close with this.
Is, do we have underground facilities devoted to the extraterrestrial question? And there is evidence for that. The issue of the relationship between extraterrestrials and technology, terrestrial technology, is a very interesting, complex issue. It became a significant matter when Philip Corso, Colonel Philip Corso, wrote his book, Day After Roswell, where he stated matter-of-factly that he was in charge under General Trudeau at the Foreign Technology Desk in trying to sprinkle some of the ideas obtained from examining the Roswell craft.
If we've recovered alien craft and we've back-engineered technology, then we really don't want to put it out that we have this and that we know about it. And sadly, that's a detriment to the advancement of collective human civilization.
Which is to say that if, in fact, the United States government has mastered the ability to tap into ground state fields and is sequestering that technology, it is criminal, because the availability of that technology would transform this planet, save hundreds of millions of lives, and solve a great deal of our most difficult problems. And so every day that the truth embargo continues, and that technology is sequestered, people are dying because of it. So in their attitude is, well, yeah, now some people are going to die, but, you know, we still want another 20 years of secrecy. Well, tell that to the people that are suffering. And we know too much now. It's too much out in the open. So now the blood is on their hands. We are paying a fortune for energy. People are dying because they can't afford water, food. We're polluting the environment, killing people with cancer. And they are sitting on transformative energy that might be 1 cent on the dollar. Plus, we have evidence that we have in fact, reverse engineered anti-gravitic propulsion, and we have our own sources.
A lot of information. Hey, thanks for listening. That was a test.